So you're getting ready to teach session one of Better Man. We're talking about manhood today. Robert has some insights from his observations teaching Better Man, but also observing other people teaching it, helping you be successful. So Robert, share with us some of the insights from this session.
Okay, let me just share some quick tips to make you successful in this opening session. First of all, I'd just say, and you already know this probably as a speaker, but I would start with a lot of enthusiasm and welcoming the men as you step up to the podium. You want the guys to feel you're real excited about that. You might have a fun story to tell that you've come up with having listened to the whole series to get them started, but start with a lot of enthusiasm. I would also, in starting, thank the logistics team and the table leaders for all the advance work they did to make this Better Man event happen. If you watch Tim Lundy in his session one video, you'll see him doing that. And he did a great job in opening up his opening session as well. So you can take some cues from him. Be sure as you go through all of Better Man, but starting even in the first session, that you are honest and open about your life. Don't hold back. Share the good, the bad, and the ugly, because what you want to do is connect with the men. I want to share with you that session one is an overview of where men are today, and it's not necessarily very good. So the session can tend to have a little bit of a heavy feel, and you may feel as you're going through it, man, this feels a little strong, and maybe you want to lighten it up a little bit. I'd say resist that. Let them feel. Remember, this is the opening session. You want to help these guys know you know where they live. So you want them to feel the confusion that they're in, that all men are in, and the trouble of where men are today. As we mentioned in the big overview, you want to avoid using a lot of religious language or even praying at the end. I wouldn't pray at the end because that begins to make it feel like a church service. You'll have an opportunity to pray in later lessons from session five on, but here at the beginning, you're just delivering an address to men to make them feel comfortable that you know where they are, even though it's a desperate time. You'll notice as you go through this opening session, there's a little icon. It's a man in the mirror that's on point 3D. You'll see this icon all throughout the 10 sessions. Anytime you see that image, you want to stop just for a moment and let the guys process what you've just talked about. In session one, you will have just talked about the lies men believe, and there are five of them. And after you talk about those five lies, you'll see that icon. You want to stop and say, guys, now looking at those five lies, which one would you say you most believe about your own life? And then just stop and pause there and give these guys a moment to reflect and circle the lie that they believe that has most captured their life. And then you can move on. Because when they get to the discussion questions, they're going to go back to that lie and share it and discuss it with the men in their group. I want you to notice, if you've watched Tim Lundy's video, he has a great closing illustration for this first session that you might want to borrow from him. In talking up the five promises at the end, that's where, when you get to the end, as I said, this session is a little heavy, but those five promises are where men get hope again. You're going to be telling them these things you'll be able to deliver on as they go through these 10 weeks, and you want to talk those up. You want to emphasize promise 5D that speaks to the weekly Better Man question that they'll have starting the following week, week two, all the way to the end. And you'll tell them that when you're going through this question with them, you might want to have them turn to session two and read that question to them, which asks them to look back over the session and come up with one action point, one possible action point that they might take out of this particular session. They'll do that all 9 weeks, because at the end of Better Man, they're going to go back and look at how they answered those questions and formulate a Better Man action plan that will finish at session 11. You'll also want to emphasize promise 5E, which promises a definition of manhood that will work in the 21st century. This is real important. They're going to get a definition from the Bible that works for them in the 21st century. How to live it out and how to live it out from a biblical perspective is really the heart of Better Man. It's kind of the game changer session. So you just want to give them a taste that you're not just going to leave them in confusion. You're going to come to the place where you can say, okay, guys, this is the world we live in. We're living in confusion, but you're going to bring crystal clear clarity by giving them a definition of manhood that works. So those are some of the tips I would just consider as you look at session one that will help you really deliver well on this opening session.
You know, Robert, one of the temptations that I've seen, especially in this opening session where we talk about kind of where men are at and things of that nature, is just the idea of making some jokes about women. You know, we're all guys together, and so it kind of seems like, you know, that's a fun thing to do, to poke some fun there. But what we've really noticed is that millennial men that are younger, they tend to be really sensitive to those types of jokes, seeing things as the old boys club or
right.
toxic masculinity, evidence of those things. Sometimes there are women in the room that are, you know, maybe helping facilitate something and they hear that. And so what advice would you give about that?
I would say what you just said is exactly right. Any mention of women from the start of Better Man to the end ought to be holding them up and honoring them. So I wouldn't use any silly man jokes that put women down or even use language about men being the head of women in that in a sense that sounds like dominance. You're going to have a whole session on men and women in session seven. And what it's going to do is you see it's going to hold them up and honor them and say that men are there to serve and bless women and love them. So really be careful in any comments about women throughout all of Better Man.
Great. Thanks for those tips, Robert. We'll see you in session two.